Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Over country from New York City and out from Memphis. We're here to help you in that movement toward y'all's people. The only way you can do that movement, not by airplane, not by a balloon, not by a kite. You have to do it by virtue of his word. And that's what we're here to study with you tonight. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, his people, and strangers, different nations. Cottrell will be studying the last segment of study in Yeshayahu, chapter 36. Yeshayahu, chapter 36. And I will be studying in 2 Samuel, chapter 4. It talks about the murder of one-eyed king, Ishbashi. And a lot of people that think King David is a man of that sort that co-signs with nonsense. You'll find out Christ, he didn't co-sign with foolishness. You know, that wasn't the type of man, he didn't need nobody to do nothing for him. He expected the Most High to do for him. And that's what we learned in this show. What you expect for the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to do for you. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Brother Cottrell is, I said, from New York City. So without further ado, let me bring him on for you. Brother Cottrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Bless Yah, oh my soul, and all that's within me, bless his holy name. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Brother Yah Sufari, shalom. May the Most High bless you. The Sanyas, the Abiyah, and all the family that's out there. How y'all doing?
We're doing okay. The Sanya's outside with her sister at the present moment. Her sister, remember I told you about that goat she was taking up to, not the goat, the lamb she was taking up to Chicago. She didn't get a chance to dispense it. So Yom Suf bought it. Believe you me, I know what to do with it, that lamb. Praise y'all, and I'm very happy. My deep freezer and my refrigerator is full now. I'm happy.
Yeah. Well, y'all dealing with goats? I'm dealing with...
No.
Reverend Allen.
We got goat meat. We got deer meat. And now we got lamb. Her sister brought over Tamika Robinson brought over a whole goat. Purchased a whole... Not the whole goat, the whole lamb, Brother Country.
So you getting ready for Passover?
Oh yeah, yeah, certainly am. With that whole little lamb, I can make me some stew. I can make me some tripe soup. I can make me everything with that joker, brother.
Well, if it says time for Passover, you can't make stew.
Oh okay. Oh no, I don't celebrate the Passover. I will when we're back home, but not now.
All praises.
All praises. It's time and place for everything, Brother Cottrell. Time and place for everything. Because I don't recall in our studies that our ancient ones were doing that when they were in their captivity. So I study our people. I study our kings. And I try to emulate what they do, my brother. Praise Yah.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel. And our people are trying to wake up in the awakening process. They're trying to do things that our ancient fathers did, but we need some more research.
Time and place, my brother. Time and place. That's what King Salomo said, King David's son. And I surely believe it. Time and place for everything under the sun. Praise Yah, Brother Cottrell.
Praise Yah.
Well, Brother Cottrell, if you're ready to get started, I certainly am. And
yes,
the service is ready to get started, would they please turn with us to chapter 4 of 2 Samuel, chapter 4. King Ishbak is murdered. When King Saul's son heard that Abner had died in Hebron, he was murdered, he lost heart. And all Israel was troubled. As a result of it, this was a good military leader. Now, King Saul's son had two men who were captains of troops. They were in charge of a big host of troops. The name of one was Banna, and the name of the other, Richard. The sons of Ramon, the Barite, of the children of Benjamite. They were from the tribes of Benjamite. From Barah, also was part of Benjamite, because also was part of Benjamite, because the Barite fled to Gatam and had been sojourners there until this day. Jonathan's, King Saul's son, had a son who was lame in his feet. Go on to describe Prince Jonathan's son. He was 5 years old when the news about King Saul and Prince Jonathan came from Yazareel, and his nurse took him up and fled. And it happened, as she made haste to flee, that he fell and became lame as a result of this action. His name was Mephibosheth. Then the sons of Ramon, the Berathite, Rechab, and Baana set out and came about the heat of the day, in the middle of the day, to the house of King Ish-bashi, who was lying on his bed at noon. They came there all the way into the house as though to get wheat, and they stabbed him in the stomach. Then Rechab and Baana, his brother, escaped. And when they came into the house, he was lying on the bed in his bedroom. Then they struck him and killed him, beheaded him and took his head, and were all night escaping through the plain. They brought the head of King Ish-bashi to King Dawit and Hebron, and said to the king, "Here is the head of King Ish-bashi, the son of King Saul, your enemy, who sought your life. And the Elohim avenged my lord the king this day, and King Saul and his descendants, of King Saul and his descendants." Here's King Dawit's response to this treachery. You know, they thought they was going to get a reward. They reap what they sowed, not this, what they expected. But King Dawit answered Rechab and Baana, his brother, the sons of Ramon, the Berathite, and said to them, "As Yah lives, who has redeemed my life?" That's what his dependency was on. He was educating them even at that moment of their soon-to-be demise. What did he say? He said, let's see what he says in response to their statement. "As Yah lives, who has redeemed my life." He didn't say my mama, brother, sister, father, friend. He didn't say young Sufari. He said the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, whom he put his total reliance in. He said, "All adversities, when someone told me, saying, 'Look, King Saul is dead,' thinking to have brought good news," he said, "I didn't need that, so to speak. I arrested him and had him executed in Ziklag, because he thought what he told me was something nice, something cute. The one who thought I would give him a reward for his news, how much more when wicked men have killed a righteous person?" And he's saying King Ish-bashi was a righteous person in his own house on his bed. "Therefore, shall I not now require his blood at your hand and remove you from the earth?" So King Dawit commanded his young men. They executed them, cut off their hands and feet, hanged them by the pool in Hebron, and he took the head of King Ish-bashi and buried it respectfully. That's not in there, but they gave him a respectful burial in the tomb of Abner, his commander in Hebron. Praise Yah, Brother Kajir. Bless his holy name.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel, God Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So, Yah, so.
Yes.
I'm asking our people. We just awakened to our identity as Israelites.
Right.
And we don't even know half the story that has been told based on what we're reading.
Exactly. Because
what point in time in our history should we be proud of?
When it comes to our brothers and sisters, we should never be proud of doing nothing and making light of it to any one of our brothers and sisters at any given moment. As King David said, when someone brought the news to him that King Saul did, and they thought he was going to co-sign with it. He had them arrested and murdered. And just as he said about King Ishbashi, they thought that Bana and Recha thought they were going to get a reward. Because we think that kind of stuff cute, Cadrell. We've been socially engineered and conditioned to be a monstrosity. We think when our brothers and sisters fall, we're supposed to have a party. We're supposed to have a parade. That ain't how we do it. We're supposed to be sorry even for our brothers and sisters, even though they may be enemy. We don't take light and joy in that. Or should our King David didn't. I think King David is one of the better person to follow as far as behavior is concerned than anyone I read outside of Mose the prophet. Praise Yah.
It says our people always are looking for opportunities to advance themselves.
Exactly.
How in the world, how, Yom Suf, in the world, are you bringing King Saul's son's head to King David?
And think that's going to work out for you.
And think that's going to work out for you. We ain't talking about Canaanites. We ain't talking about Philistines. We ain't talking about Amalek, who hated us. We're talking about our own people.
Yeah, they abused that man's body. They abused that man's corpse.
Where was his body? Where was King Ishbosheth's body? Where was his body?
Exactly.
You brought his head to King David.
Exactly.
You brought his head. We're talking about Israelites. We're talking about Israelites.
Well,
we ain't talking about Israelites. We ain't talking about Israelites who went through slavery, the transatlantic slave syndrome, and all that we have been through. We talk about our ancient fathers who knew who they were, who knew their tribes, who knew their land. And you're bringing the head. You're bringing the head.
Yeah.
You're bringing the head. You're bringing the head of King Saul's son, King Ishbosheth. Next in line to King Saul. King David.
That's one of the reasons. That's one of the reasons, Brother Cartrell, we're required to pay for our ancients right along with us. We're no better than our ancients.
Yes, sir.
We're no better than our ancients.
Because we're just as treacherous. We're just as treacherous. And who are we being treacherous with?
Exactly.
We're being treacherous with the servants of Almighty God. Everybody was all so caught up with the eclipse. Man can't control the eclipse.
No.
Can. And the fact that they knew the day and the time that the eclipse was going to occur with these heavenly bodies, with these heavenly bodies. Can man control that? Sun, the moon?
No, brother. No, they cannot.
So, with all the enthusiasm with these solar eclipses, guess what, Yamsun?
What's that, my brother?
Mankind don't realize that Yah is in control of everything.
Exactly.
He could put the moon in front of the sun and darken out the skies when he wants to. Can man do that? Can man do that? Can any man do that?
No, they cannot, Cartier.
So why y'all giving so much praise to Jesus like he's God? who was born of a woman, who y'all say didn't even have a husband. How is he God?
Exactly.
How ridiculous does that sound?
Well, you know, we need to get out of that attitude, Dr. Ellis. All of us elect. We happy to see our brothers and sisters fall. We promote it. Being Darwin was not that type of man in regards to anyone, particularly in regards to the anointed of the Most High King, Saul, and his son, whom no one said he was anointed, but he had a lot of respect for that family. He had a lot of respect for the lineage of that family because Yah chose King Saul. And who are we to question Yah in that matter? Let Yah handle his business. We need to worry about our own business instead of trying to worry about Yah's business. That's part of our problem. That's why we are enjoined to pray for our ancients. That's why we enjoined to pray for ourselves, because we are no better than our ancients. We like to see our people fall. Family, friends, you name it, I call it. And we have to get out of that mindset, because that's social engineering according to the Western culture. We want to be just like our enemies, when our true enemies. But when our enemies fall, our brothers and our sisters who seek to be our enemies, we want to join into the parades and the merriment. That ain't how we do it. Y'all don't look favorably upon that, and neither should we. And we're going to emulate anybody, I would say Moses the prophet and King David. Praise Y'all and bless his holy name.
Young Suf, man, there's so much going on right now, we don't even understand. We dealing with the sons of darkness. Nation of Israel, our people, are dealing with the sons of darkness. And you know what Cain did to Eve, right? What did Cain do to Eve?
Right.
The serpent managed to rob Eve of immortality. Serpent managed to rob Adam and Eve of immortality because they didn't obey Yah, the creator. They listened to the serpent and heard what he had to say, and they leaned on what he said, and they lost out on eternity. I don't know if you feel what I'm saying, but
I feel you, brother.
Yeah. I feel you. Y'all son, it's the same thing. He said, Israel, the nation I've called out by choosing your father, Abraham, by choosing your father, Isaac, by choosing your father, Yaakov, I've called you out from all the nations that are on the planet Earth. And your role, because I've called you out as a nation, is to serve me, to follow my commands and what I'm telling you to do before I execute vengeance and judgment on the nations. So we trying to follow the other nations, but trust me, Yah is like, yo, Yah need to hook up with me, return to me, seek me, make me your refuge before I shake up the heavens and the earth. You people think that the eclipse was such a great event.
Mm-hmm.
But through the prophets that we know, Yah said he's going to stop the sun from shining. He's going to stop the moon from giving forth its light and the stars. And he's going to shake up the heavens and the earth. We haven't seen anything like that in the history of mankind. But Yah, he laid it out. So that's why we study what we're studying, Yah, so to bring us to a greater understanding. It's not man that controls the sun, the moon, and the stars. It's Yah who created the sun and the moon and the stars, that could do whatever he wants to do with them anytime he wants to. So all praise to the Almighty Elohim, that the eclipse is an omen, and the eclipse only shows that Yah is in control. It's not man that's in control. It's Yah that's in control. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah, Brother Kajio. It's very astute of you, very spiritual of you. Forget about astute. Yah gives you wisdom and understanding. It's quite spiritual of you to connect with that avenue of these studies. I only wish a whole lot more of the students in our studies would connect with this. It's not about Cartrell. It's not about a young suit. This is about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. This is about his relationship with you and your relationship with him. That's the only thing we're trying to help you with, your relationship with the Most High. After that, we ain't got no power set. We pray that you do the best thing, but that's up to you. And try to emulate these characters such as King David, Moses the prophet, even Cartrell, because he emulates the Most High through virtue of these men's teaching.
Yo, don't be in there, man. I'm still trying to learn, man.
Exactly.
Don't be in there, because I ain't up on any level. Nah,
exactly.
I'm
you
still
and I
dust.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'm dirt. I'm just like King Dawg said. My iniquities are newer than the hairs on my head. I'm lower than a dog. I'm lower than a worm. I'm working on me. That's why I tell everybody, Cartrell, don't worry about the cemetery in my closet. You worry about the skeletons in yours. I'm working on mine, but what are you doing with yours? We're so quick to judge other people, but we don't judge ourselves to that degree, as King Darwin did. He's the one made these statements I'm making. And as Cartier said, I agree with him totally. I'm not on King Darwin's level. I'm not on Mosaic, the prophet's level. I'm just Yamsu trying to make it. I'm trying to do the right thing as I make it. Praise Yah and bless his holy name.
And I have to tell you, Yamsu, the Most High gave us the story of Job.
Exactly.
Why did the Most High give us the story of Job? Why?
Good men can be tested.
Everybody that Yah created, everyone that Yah has created, Yam Suf.
Yes.
Will be tested.
It's
Are you loyal to Yah, your creator,
right,
who brought you into this wonderful life that he created, the sun, the moon, the stars, the earth, and all that's in there is? Because we looking at mankind, we fear man, we ain't fearing Yah. We fear mankind, and we ain't fearing Yah. And every man that's born.
We need to be fearing Yah. Gotcha.
Every man that's born. Every man that's born, every man that is born with a Yah said. He said, I knew you before I put you in your mother's womb. So why are we fearing man? Why are we fearing man? Why are we fearing man and we're not fearing our creator who created mankind?
Exactly.
If you fear a man more than you fear your creator, you're making what kind of mistake you making if you fear in man more than you fear your creator?
Exactly.
For me, I don't fear man. Man is but dust. Yah is the one that we should fear.
Exactly.
And whatever man say, whatever fears he's trying to put in you, those fears that man is trying to put in you should be ignored.
Exactly.
You should fear Yah above all things and everything.
Exactly.
And the people in Noah's time, they didn't get that lesson.
Nope.
They didn't get that lesson. Noah feared Yah. Yah told Noah, listen, I'm about to destroy everything and all things. And you better build this ark. And the fact that Noah feared Yah and not man, he built that ark for 120 years. We don't even live 120 years. We don't even live 120 years. Much less be dedicated to the things that Yah told us to do.
Exactly.
So are we going to be dedicated to the things that Yah told us to do? Because he didn't tell us to build the ark like Noah. The Most High is cluing us in on the spiritual things that we need to know.
Because
we're mental, physical, and spiritual. Are you what? Intelligent spiritually?
Right.
Spiritual intelligence. You may have mental intelligence and physical intelligence, but are you spiritually intelligent? Because that's what it's going to take in order for you to survive.
Exactly.
In this life, it's life by all kind of trials and tribulations. And if you don't know the spiritual, like we're trying to teach you, wisdom like gives us the guide in order to connect with Yah. And most people today, they ain't concerned with wisdom. They're not concerned with Yah. Basically, they're doing their own thing, right?
Exactly.
Mental and physical. I'm smarter than you or stronger than you, and that's all I need. No, okay, your mental and your physical. Trust me, I'm building up my spiritual, and my spiritual will overwhelm your mental and your physical because I'm connected with the Creator. If you ain't connected with the Creator, you will fall for anything, mental and physical. Whether it be homosexuality or idol worship, that's what y'all do.
Exactly.
And y'all, our Creator is not pleased. So the words that I speak come from ancient times. Because y'all told us not to worship idols, not to follow the ways of the nations. Because the nations are against y'all. That's how they became nations in the first place. They built a tower to try to challenge y'all. And Yah confused them with languages and scattered them. He scattered them at the Tower of Babel because they couldn't understand each other into the nations that they are now. But they're trying to get back to that one world order. You keep hearing that term, one world order. But we know the nations are against Yah. And we have to be with all our force, with all our being, with all our strength, returning back to the Most High, our Creator.
Praise Yah, brother.
Praise Yah.
Thank you, Brother Cartrell. Brother Cartrell is about to share with us the last segment of study and the 35th chapter of Yeshayahu. And it reads, said Nach Tereb boasts against Yah. Go ahead, Brother Carter.
What's your title that you got?
Nach Tereb boasts against Yah.
Fortunately, they've given me a title.
Okay.
You know what my title says?
Okay.
In the book of Yeshayahu, chapter 35, it says, the ransomed shall return. What does Yah mean by the ransomed shall return?
We shall return.
Which means that these people have us in a hostage situation. We don't know we're hostages. We are hostages. We like Patty, what's her name?
Patty Hearst.
Patty Hearst? Yeah, we like Patty Hearst. Patty Hearst lost her freaking mind. She's a billionaire's daughter, but she sided with the Sudanese Liberation Army.
Exactly.
And the trauma that she faced, we have faced 10,000 times what Patty Hearst faced for 400 years, which is why we don't know who we are. We're trying to hold up Babylon. We're trying to make, you know, people give us true justice and live up to their codes and creeds, the Constitution and, the, you know, what all the people say. But y'all saying, listen, you are the property right now of your slave masters. Are we the slave masters' property right now?
Yes, I would agree.
Ron Killebrew.
Exactly.
Ronald Killebrew. Slave name. Yes, sir. And I'm in block 10550. Trust me.
901 for me.
901. You see Yahoo. Because we are ransomed. We are hostages, being held hostages against our will. Chapter 35 says, this is our future, Yamsu. This is the future that other people hate that we're going to receive as a nation, regardless of all that they try to do to stop it. You feel me?
Exactly.
This is what y'all saying our future is. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert joyce and blossom like crocus. I don't know what crocus is. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of Yah and the majesty of our Elohim. Have we seen that yet, Yamsu? Even though the Israelis say, you know, they're real people, they've been back since 1948. Have we seen this?
No.
No. Strengthen the weak hands. Are our people weak?
Yes.
Do we need to strengthen them?
Yes.
And this is what we try to do in a real talk for real people show. Not mentally. Mentally, yes. Not physically, because you can't do that. Because you got to do your own exercises. 100 push-ups, 200 sit-ups, jumping jacks, running around the block, 5 miles. That's physical. Spiritually, the real talk for real people is trying to strengthen you mentally and spiritually. That's our focus, right, Yamsu? So, strengthen the weak hands, make firm feeble knees, because we should not be fearing what the other nations fear, right?
No.
We should not be fearing what they fear. Say to those who have an anxious heart, why should we have an anxious heart when Babylon is falling? And believe me, our people have an ancient heart because America is falling. It's either Donald Trump or Joe Biden. Okay, you got an ancient heart. Okay, no, not me. Be strong, Israel. Fear not. That's a command. The Most High is telling us, his people, his chosen, to be what? Be strong and fear not. Behold, your Elohim will come with vengeance. I know Donald Trump is talking about vengeance. He's talking about the election was robbed and rigged in 2020. But no, he on a vengeance tour. Yah is on a vengeance tour. With the recompense of Elohim, he will come and save you. Who is you, Yamsu?
The nation.
He didn't say he's going to send his son, Jesus Christ, to save us, did he?
No, he didn't say that, brother.
He said he will come like he did in Mizraim with Moshe and Aharon and Miriam, right? He did it already. We could trust that. He did it already. He said, then the eyes of the blind shall be open. How many blind people do we have amongst our people, Yahshua, that can't see Yah and what he did for us in the past?
Right.
And the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Because you can't talk to people in church right now. Because they think it's Jesus that's going to save you and take you to heaven.
Exactly.
And that's not the scenario that y'all talking about. Then shall the lame man leap like a deer. And this is funny to me. Because I remember that Richard Pryor movie.
Exactly.
Remember that Richard Pryor movie? He was acting like a preacher.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He had a glove on. The dude was in a wheelchair. And the dude in the wheelchair was like, I want to walk, I want to run, I want to leap again. He's like, yo, better back down before I put this glove on you.
Mm-hmm.
Richard Pryor was funny.
Exactly.
I don't know if I did. But Yah said he going to save us. He's saying that he's going to open the eyes of the blind because many of our people can't see the truth based on the deception that our enemies are feeding us. And the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. How many people we got listening to the Real Talk, Real People show, Yamsu?
I haven't counted numbers of as of late.
So ain't too many people listen to us. You could say 5,000. But how many people on planet Earth?
Millions.
So y'all saying that y'all don't listen to what my word is? What Yam Soup and Katriel is bringing forth? Oh, y'all gonna hear. Then shall the lame man leap like a deer, and the tongue of the mute sing for joy. Only y'all could do that. For waters breaking forth in the wilderness and streams in the deserts. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. In the hollows of jackals where they lie down, the grass shall become reeds and rushes. So this water we talking about right here, Yamsu. This water we talking about right here. Can you connect it with anything else we've read about in the past?
Yeah. That water that went through the temple.
There you go. Gold star. You hit the nail on the head. Because this is connected.
Exactly.
It's connected. And, y'all, I'm so proud of you, also, because you connected it properly.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
So the eyes of the blind shall be open, the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped, then the lame man shall leap like a deer. Can you imagine that? He don't need to go to a doctor, he don't need to go to the hospital. All the ailments we have physically, when y'all comes, like, yo, I'm going to lift that off, you're going to leap like a deer. You ever seen a deer leap? I've seen deers leap over SUVs. I know you sign your hips, but that's a story for another day.
Exactly.
And the tongue of the mute shall sing for joy. For waters, break forth in the wilderness and the streams in the desert, because we know about that temple and the streams coming out that temple. The burning sand shall become a pool and the thirsty ground springs of water and the horns of jackals where they lie down. The grass shall become reeds and rushes and a highway shall be there, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it. And we have to know the codes between uncleanness and cleanness, right, Yamsu?
Yes.
Because we're serving the spirit of Yah like angels do in the heavens. So a woman in her purities, or if you had a relationship with your Isha that night, or you ate some unclean thing, you know that you can't walk on that highway. You have to wait until you become clean. because the unclean shall not pass over it. It shall belong to those who walk on the way. And we're trying to get people to walk on the way of Yah. Walk on the way? What way? The way of universal white racist supremacy and democracy? Or what way are we walking? Christianity? Islam? What way are we walking? We have to walk in Yah's way. Even if there are fools. How many fools on planet Earth, Nelson?
Quite a bit, bro. Quite a bit.
Most I say, when he create this way, they shall not go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast come up on it. Why? Because Yah's spirit is going to be there. They shall not be found there. But the redeemed shall walk there. And who's the redeemed? You're talking about the nation of Israel, who's been scattered to the four corners of the earth. Yah's taking us back as his property. And the ransom of Yah shall return. And come to Zion, we're singing. That's what we do. We sing all the time, don't we? We make a song about everything, don't we?
Exactly.
But we don't know we being held hostage. Do we know that we being held hostage against our will, against the word that Yah gave to us to do, as far as how he created us to be a people? We've been held hostage. And the ransom is what? What's the ransom? What's the ransom? What are they demanding from Yah, you know, to release us? It says that the ransom of Yah shall return and come to Zion with singing, because that's what we do. Everlasting. How long is everlasting?
That's forever.
Everlasting joy shall be upon their head. Ain't that what we want, Yasu?
Exactly.
Can you imagine everlasting joy?
No, I don't think people can.
That's too much.
Exactly.
They shall obtain gladness and joy. Are we in that state and frame of mind now? Gladness and joy?
No.
Because that's what we need to be, right?
Exactly.
Everlasting joy, gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Are we famous for the blues that we sing?
Exactly.
How long have you been singing the blues?
Seems like forever to the day, but 400-something years in county.
For 400 plus. Ain't gonna be, could you imagine the songs of joy that our people generate?
Exactly.
I know Pharrell made a song, Happy.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that song, Happy?
Exactly.
That's the kind of songs we're going to be singing with Pharrell saying. I don't know if y'all know that song. I don't know what he was happy about, but Yah says our people are going to be singing songs of joy. No more Diddy, no more Jay-Z, no more of these negative rappers that we got out here trying to front like they're making songs.
Right.
We're gonna have songs of joy.
Exactly.
And nobody makes music like our people make music. I just take that as a fact. As a fact. All praise for the Holy One Yisrael. I'm done.
Thank you, brother.
Our teacher is great.
Thank you, brother. May the Most High bless you, brother. Thank you, brother. Fellow students, you had an in-depth study of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's not on us anymore. It's on you. What part will you play? It's your decision. Praise God and bless his holy name. Brother Cartier, any closing remarks and comments?
May the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable to our Creator, our Rock, and our Redeemer. He who is in high places may make peace for us, for all Israel worldwide. We ask that Yah rise up and defend us, help us, deliver us, bring us back to our land, and get glory for himself, because he is the Creator. Love y'all. May the Most High bless y'all. Shalom and good night.
We love y'all. May the Most High bless y'all. Shalom and good night.